Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis, chapter 22. And while you're turning there, allow me to bring a brief recap of our previous three studies. We're looking into the phrase divine declarations, godly declarations. And our first declaration, for the sake of some folks who haven't been with us before, the first declaration we looked at is that God declares this to be His Word. In the beginning was the Word. In days of old, God spoke to His people through prophets, but today He speaks to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The second declaration we looked at, the divine declaration that God is God. There's only one God. And He is God, not a God, not some weak thing that's man's imagination, but the Creator, sovereign, ruler over everything.
Amen.
Nothing is without God. God is everything. Third, we looked at the declaration that man is dead. Spiritually dead. In the Garden of Eden, Adam rebelled against God and God cursed everything. Cursed is the ground that you walk on, He says. That's why everything will have to be burned up in the end. Man is spiritually dead. This morning, I would like to look at the declaration that God declares Himself the sacrifice. Now I want you to hear what I just said. Not a sacrifice. Not some sacrifice. But the sacrifice. There is only one sacrifice that can pay for the sins of man. Everything else that God shows in His Word is nothing more than a picture of the sacrifice that pays for sin. In Hebrews 9, we see a declaration that sin must be punished. Again, you don't need to turn there, but in chapter 9, verse 22, it says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission." There is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. Now remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness, in other words. There is no deliverance, in other words. There is no pardon, in other words. There is no freedom. Sin is our nature. And we are bound to that nature. We are bound sinners. Throughout Scripture, we see pictures of the one and only sacrifice God would accept as a payment for the sins of His people. Pictures that point us to Him whose blood is perfect as God Himself. Pictures that point us to the one who loved His people with an everlasting love, a love from eternity past to eternity beyond, a love so great that He gave Himself for us, for those who were given to Him before the world was. We see a picture right there in the garden, right after Adam disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden fruit. God shed the blood of an animal and made coats to cover their nakedness, Adam and Eve. But this too was no more than a picture of the true sacrifice that would put away the sins of His people, covering their nakedness with His own righteousness. Are you with me in Genesis 22? Let's begin at verse 6 and read through 13. "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he, Isaac said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb of the burnt offering?" You remember, this is the story where God told Abraham to take your son to a place that I will tell you and sacrifice your son. His son. And he was doing it willingly. He was doing it willingly. Have you ever stopped and think about what that must have felt like? I can tell you this. Only by God's grace could I do anything like that. So Isaac asks, we've got everything we need for the fire and the wood and all that, but what about the lamb? What about the lamb, Dad? Where's our sacrifice? And what does Abraham say? My son, God will provide himself a lamb. A lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar of the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, remember folks, this is a picture. This is a picture of the true and only sacrifice God will accept. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Amen. That's us. That's every one of God's people right there. We have had a substitute offered up for us.
Yes, sir.
We deserve the wrath of God. We've all sinned against him. And there's no remission of those sins without blood. Yet there is one sacrifice who has paid the sins of all of his people perfectly. This too, this picture that we read of, is no more than a picture of the Messiah to come. It is an illustration of substitution, the ram for Isaac. And as we see in verse 8, God says, or Abraham says, God will provide himself a lamb for burnt offering. The Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect spotless Lamb of God, slain from before the foundation of the world. That's what the Word says. That's what God's Word says. Amen. Slain from before the foundation of the world. Now turn over to Hebrews, if you would. God the Father made an agreement, a covenant with God the Son. God the Father gave His Son a people. We see that where it says in Romans, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. God the Son would become flesh and lay down his own life, shed his own blood for the sins of this people, all those who were given to him by the Father. And all throughout the Old Testament, we see the sacrificial ceremonies, pictures of the one who would come and put away the sins of his own. And in the New Testament, we see it is a declaration of this one who came and perfectly did just that. Put away, put completely away the sins of his own. He put away the sins of all whose names were written in the book of life before a star ever twinkled in the sky. He put away the sins of all for whom the Father gave him. No, the blood of animals never did anything but point us. The same as we come to the table this afternoon. That does nothing for you. It's nothing more than juice and bread. But it reminds us. It points us. Just as the sacrifices did to the one, the only sacrifice that's worthy to God. The blood of animals never did anything but point us to the one only blood sacrifice that accomplished redemption. It was not an offer of redemption. It says he redeemed his people.
Yes, sir.
We are right now. This is so hard for me to understand at times, especially seeing in the flesh because I make mistakes all over the place. Pastor Gene and I were talking just before services started. Do you realize bankrupt? Bankrupt doesn't just mean you don't have anything. It means you owe everything. And you have nothing to pay for. But in Christ, Pastor Gene pointed out, in Christ we have everything. The flesh we see is nothing. But in Christ we have everything. We are right now, right this moment, washed in the blood that was shed on the cross 2000. We are right now white as snow. We are right now as holy as God is Himself. Free from that bondage of sin through the shedding of His blood. Are you with me in Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, the ark of the covenant, overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now then, these things were thus ordained. The priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. A picture. An ordinance that was made as a picture. But into the second went the high priest alone, which once every year, not without blood, which he had offered for himself and for the errors of his people. Our Lord Jesus Christ has entered into the holiest of holies. Right now he sits on his throne, and the blood of the everlasting covenant is there with him. His wounds are still in his hands. He shed his blood once. It accomplished its purpose. And that's what he went into the holiest of holies with. Our sins are remembered or no more. Christ Jesus the Lord, our high priest, has entered into the holiest of holies, not without blood, but with his own. Well, someone's sin debt has been paid, and paid in full. I say again, redemption is not an offer. It is a fact. Have you got one of today's bulletins with you? Daryl, could you grab Donna one of those bulletins? They forgot to grab one. On the second page, just inside, right above Food for Thought, is a small article. I don't know who the author is, but this is good. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and he did not fail. The world wants to worship some kind of Jesus that it's up to them to make a decision to follow him. That's their fault. That's their problem. The God of Scripture did not fail.
No, sir.
Redemption is a fact. He got the job done. To teach that hell-deserving sinners can obtain mercy from God any other way than through Jesus Christ, who obtained eternal redemption for us by the shedding of his own precious blood, not only dishonors God, it calls him a liar, making the cross of Christ, our Savior, meaningless. There will be no empty seats in heaven. All for whom he died will be with him for all eternity. Turn over to chapter 19, if you would. Wait a minute. That's not right. No, there is no Hebrews 19. Wait a minute. I typoed. Chapter 10, one page over. Verse 14. Chapter 10, verse 14. For by one offering, it's the perfect blood of Christ. If it needed more than one offering, it wouldn't be perfect, would it? The perfect blood of Christ, God Almighty in the flesh, for by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. God's blood paid for the sins of someone, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Completely. And he comes to us by his Holy Spirit, calls us out of that darkness that we were in, that darkness that we loved, the worldly things that engulfed us, our nature, cut away that old stony heart, the one that said, I will not have that man rule over me. And gave us a heart that knows our depravity and sees our only hope. Our only hope, as you said, Daryl, earlier, our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, don't let this fact get past you. Salvation is of the Lord from start to finish.
Yes.
And God does all things well. Turn over to Romans 8. And I'll bring this to an end. Verse 1. Brother Garrett read this in the men's meeting, I think, last week. This is great news. Awesome news, especially if you've been shown that you're a sinner. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I have a sacrifice, a perfect one. And God declares himself to be my sacrifice. He declares the work to be done. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sin, condemned sin in the flesh. I know we still fight it. I know this better than any. I see my own heart. I know what I am. But my Lord says there is now no condemnation. Can't charge me again because my Lord has already taken it upon him. He sits in heaven right now saying, this one's mine. You can't have him. There is one sacrifice. Perfect. And Jesus Christ is it.